Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Amazed at what I am, I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the Plumbers Union. I'm Rusty. Good morning, Herx. How are we, buddy?
Well, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good, buddy.
Morning,
good.
Listeners. Good morning, panel.
That's it.
Special guest today.
Yeah, we do have a special guest, actually.
Due to high demand of Facebook comments.
Yeah, true.
Get him on. He's the only one being requested, and we've brought him on. We've listened.
He's a fan favourite.
That's it. The old sausage man. Anyway, we'll get to him in a minute. And Wazzalicious, how are you, Wazza?
I'm fantastic, mate. Going well. I've been staying up too late watching the Olympics, so my eyes are hanging out of my head most mornings lately. But
the chicks are going real well, aren't they?
Our ladies. I love all the weird, bizarre sports that you never get to see and how good people are at them. Who watches table tennis?
Rock climbing is a good one.
Oh, yeah. Freaks.
Just freaks. Skateboarding.
I sit there with me fat guts out thinking, jeez, they butchered that.
No, there was actually a meme of it. Hey?
Make it to the Olympics.
Yeah. No, I don't mind watching the gymnastics. Anyway, and we'll get straight into it. Yeah, for weights. Right. And Joffa, the special guest, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, boys. How are we going?
Going good, buddy. Going good. Obviously, you're still out at the Westgate. You haven't got the sack yet? Or what's going on?
No, staying undercover, mate. No, yep. Job's going all right. Moving along quite well at the moment. So, It's good being out there with young Joshua.
Yeah, awesome, buddy. And last but least, right, how you going, buddy? Marcus Pickles.
Yeah, good, mate. Up and about. 4 gold medals in 45 minutes or something. So, I'm definitely getting into the Olympic spirit, as was said. What's the other one? The volleyball is also probably a personal favourite of mine. The team's volleyball. That is unbelievable.
Mixed doubles?
No, probably not the mix. It's unbelievable. great show of skill on display. So, go well. Thanks, Rusty.
Yeah, it is good. Especially the, what are they called? Walk run. Have you ever seen?
Yeah, the walking.
Have you seen the strutting on that? Jeez, it's like a rooster.
It's like they're floating on air.
Yeah, that's
it. It's a throwback to Kath and Kim.
Yeah,
that's actually what it is, right? Yeah. Anyway. Oh, that's it, guys. Oh, no. Anyway, no, awesome. We're straight into it. Herx, what's been happening, my friend?
Yeah, well, it's been a very busy last couple of weeks, hasn't it, for the union movement in general.
Yes.
But us plumbers, we're still, business as usual. Us organised, getting around to the jobs, day in, day out, making the most of each day. Me personally, I voted up Steve Montelli last week down at Mooney Valley Park.
Stevie.
Good old Stevie, Euro, Tuna, he's got many nicknames.
He's been listening in too, I know.
So, look, credit to him as well. The job itself, it's huge. It's going to be over 7 stages. If anyone who lives around Mooney Valley Racecourse, there's a whole big precinct going there. So, they're building 2 apartment towers now. Valued at just over 200 mil, then they're going to knock down the stadium, and then they're going to build 3 or 4 more apartment towers, and they're going to build a whole new stadium on the other side of the track. Mm. So there's a lot of work, about 7 years worth of work.
Shit.
So
fond memories of Moon Valley, heading out there as a kid for picnic day.
Yep.
doing running races on the home straight and tug of war and all the rest of it. And the plumbers were always set up in the dingiest, darkest corner with one flag and a couple of stubby holders on a table.
What do you expect, mate? Have a look at this, mate. Through there with my dad. Have a look at this. We're bottom of the barrel.
Walk past the plumbers' table, my man goes, "Yeah, that'll be your union, mate. You go hang out with them." I guess so.
Not much has changed.
You got a guy in the corner with a knife doing that thing with their fingers, not trying not to stab it, going real fast across the desk like that, right? Like he's straight out of prison.
I think it was Bones, Kitey, and Smarty just hanging in the corner gambling.
And they're in the 70s back then.
That was spewing, there was no horses running around.
Gambling on the running race.
Yeah. I'll take a war. 8-year-olds are up.
I'll take the little chubby one.
Yeah. Are we talking about horses or are we talking about?
Yeah. Never would have seen Smarty lose to the 8-year-olds back then. But
I'd have him now.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, Smarty, as well. I know you'd be listening too, buddy, and Ox and all the boys out there. So, and yeah, that's it. Yeah, anything else, Herky? Yeah. That's it. We sort of
speaking of
Mooney
Valley, we've got Jib DiCascio, who was on the show about a month ago. He's down the job.
Really?
So yeah, he's down there as well. Yep. So shout out to Jim.
Good morning.
Another listener.
Another listener. It's a great job. You know, great sub. He's down there. We've got Oz Cool. We've got Plumco and Geelong Fire at the minute. So good subbies, good bunch of guys as well. So it's going to be a good job.
Got
that vibe about it.
Awesome. And obviously there's we won't talk about it too much, but down in Flemington there's a shit Carter builder, right? But we won't mention their name, otherwise we'll get sued and
three,
all sorts.
Two,
but
one.
They know who they are, scumbags. Anyway, we'll get moving on. Wazza, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, mate. I'm real good. 2 weeks into the new role. I don't think my hair's falling out just yet.
It's gone grey, though.
You've got a little bit of grey there, man. I saw you got a trim.
Already had the greys. It's just my own life stressing me out. Nah, it's been going well. Obviously, been hanging out with yourself, Rusty, a bit, Jova. Yesterday, we went out to Footscray Hospital, which I thought was a bit of a laugh because I was meant to go there 4 years ago alongside
true.
Nathan, and I never did. So it was nice to finally land there.
For 2 hours.
But, it was a great toolbox out there. Yeah. They've still got about 1,500 members on site.
Yeah,
so
do,
we got 400 odd plumbers, which is incredible. So we had a big toolbox out there with our brothers and it was very well received. And it was just impressive to see that many members focused and paying attention for a change. To a pretty important toolbox.
They're doing toolboxes out there. You're right. It is pretty full on, but
mate,
it's good.
It was like the Coliseum. They were standing on podium levels and everything.
It's awesome, isn't it? Yeah.
Waiting for someone to say, execute them.
We would have had that vibe with Big Chris V and Yanni there.
Yanni.
Yanni Yannis.
Shout out to Yanni.
Yeah, that's it.
But did you see Nathan's hair, how grey it is? Probably a blessing in disguise.
I was going to say, it looks like he's losing it.
We're all losing it.
You might as well come and join the club on here anyway. Lovely, right? That's lovely.
He's looking a bit worn, but he's doing an absolute cracking job out there.
No,
mate.
He is.
And he has the whole time. So
he's an absolute ripper. The members love him out there, mate. Mm. They worship him, which is obviously what it's all about. You know, you've done your job. You know, when they love you on that size of a job too, with that many members. So
we've had up a deputy, didn't we, Warwick?
We did. Another young bloke coming out of Next Gen. He's had given his opportunity to learn from one of the best that we have, Nathan. So, Brody's going to be doing a ripping job out there, and good on you, mate, for putting your hand up. It's not an easy gig to do, but I suppose deputising and learning from Nathan and working alongside Nathan's probably the best way to be introduced to it. So
that's exactly right.
Better than how we all got it. Just good luck.
Well, the deep end.
Maybe not even a good luck, just pushed onto a job.
Yeah, and I was used to be sink or swim. That was the motto from the plumbers union. But anyway.
Credit to Brody, though. Sticking fat for the last couple of years, coming to all the meetings. Opportunity came up to be a deputy because Cam May's moving on to another job. So credit to Brody. Put his hand up as well. And yeah. What did Nathan say yesterday? All right, here's your chance, Brody. 1,500 people. What do you got to say?
Yeah, pushing towards the microphone.
Yeah.
Lay on the ground. Nah, where, mate? With Yanni talking, you never get near it. He's one
awesome.
Of the best.
Awesome. And our special guest, Joff.
Yeah. G'day, mate.
What's happening?
Oh, no, just still floating out of the Westgate, mate. It's a job that keeps on giving. Yeah. Obviously, there's the tunnel works are still going on. We got the bridges all happening at the moment. Heaps of bloody, a lot of night shift, a lot of weekend work with the shutdowns of the roads and all that sort of stuff. And it was funny, I had one of the superintendents come up to me the other day, 4 weeks ago, say, "Oh, listen, the boys need to work Saturday night." I said, oh, yeah, magnificent. I've been waiting for this card the whole time. And in the new ABA, it states anyone who works past 12 midnight gets a lay day on the Monday. Mm-hmm. So awesome. He goes, that's not right, is it? I said, yeah. So I came in, he read me book, my EBA, and he nearly flipped out. But that was a fantastic win for the blokes. So the blokes had their RDI on the Monday and then had the Tuesday as well.
Lovely, so, mate. That's no, what it's about.
Take your wins there, don't
it's
you?
It's a great EBA, as I like to say. And
good pick-up, Joff.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and it's a bloody tax time at the moment, right, for the plumbers and for everyone involved in Australia. So, yeah, make sure you use your union dues and that. Plumbing registration.
Yep, right off. Whatever old you tax needed. Right off.
Oh, 100%. I put down the sewer machine 1 year, right? And
you know the ATO listen to this, yeah? Anyway.
Yes, that's I've got a story about this, but I'll leave it for later.
No, I love it.
Tell it.
No, we want to hear it. We want to hear it.
We want to hear it.
Because if it's redone, if you've already paid your dues to society.
Are you a mechanical plumber or a sanitary plumber?
Was it over 7 years ago?
I'm a lager. Yeah, no, they let's just say I went a bit straight on the old the tax for a while after that, so
yeah. It sounds like they got you, but anyway.
Please do not listen to Joffa for financial advice.
Any tax time comes along, do not go anywhere near Joffa. Right, you end up going down the road with your tail between your
although
legs.
It sounds like you've got a good accountant. I'll get that number off you later.
Sounds like one of our ethnic brothers, right, doing the tax. Anyway, love it, right? And Pickles, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, Rusty. Good to be here. G'day, listeners. Yeah, been going well, mate. Been pretty busy, as always, as Herc was saying. Went down to Gippsland with Simon. Which was nice. Sort of spent a couple of days down there. Went down to Warragul, where we've got a big job down there with for Beacon. So I went and saw the guys from BSI Roofing, which were the contractors on the job at the moment. Now the in-grounds are done. So yeah, had a good toolbox there. Then went down to Sale, which they look like they're hopefully going to be doing the RAF base as well. So they're removing some PFAS out there at the moment, but that could potentially be up to a $600 million job, which is amazing for our sort awesome. Of our regional workers. Then went to Traralgon, had a few meetings with contractors and the CFMU down there. And yeah, there is work coming up on Thaggy Hospital. Looks like it's going to get some legs. And also the Orbos Hospital, as I've spoken about before, which I've had a lot of calls about from the guys who are from that part of Victoria. So we're just sort of waiting for contracts to be awarded on that. But that will be starting very soon. That's around $40 million. $40 million to someone in the city maybe isn't that big. But if you're living in sort of near Lakes Entrance, it's obviously going to provide quite a lot of work for the regional guys.
Yep.
Apart from that, mate, just sort of doing lots of toolboxes with our CFMU brothers as well, just trying to offer the support there for them as well. It's obviously a pretty trying time, not just for the CFMU, but for anyone in the union movement. So, guys, we're supporting yous, and if you need anything, we're there for you, all right?
Attack on one is attack on all. That's all we
bloody
oath,
Russ. And good to have Joffa on, as always.
Can we talk footy, or is that after the song?
Yeah, we can talk
about... No, we can't. No.
None of us can talk about footy.
I don't watch Carlton.
We're watching the Olympics, Herbs. The Olympics.
Gymnastics.
We're all on board.
Gymnastics.
All,
nah,
the,
that's
all
it.
The Parkers. Go the Parkers.
That's it.
Go the Borough, mate. Go the Borough. Well, there you are,
Saturday night. Do you want to give a report back on that, Herx, quick? And then we'll end up going with the song. It looks
we attended the 150-year anniversary of Port Melbourne Footy Club on Saturday night. Yeah. And it was a great event. A lot of past players were there. Gary Ayres was there from the coach that took them to that undefeated season. I think it was
2011. Shout out to Shooter. I drink with him at the pub. He played in that season.
Yeah.
likes to tell me anyway. Undefeated 2011.
Yeah, it was a great night. We did get stitched up quite severely because of a black tie event, but God bless.
Sharp in our denim jackets.
I'm not even going to hide it. God bless Cam for telling us, don't worry about it. Just wear a shirt.
Don't
boys.
Sweat, mate. Just no, they changed the dress code.
Was it full tuxedos, was it?
It was like Royal Ascot.
Where are these hillbillies from? Are they the Plumbers Union?
And we were sitting right in the middle as well. Like all of us wearing whatever.
Wow.
Casual shirts, t-shirts.
A dress up party and then not being a dress up party. You guys
stitched up. Yeah. No, it was a good night. It was obviously a very proud club with a lot of history and To see that on display with all their trophies and accolades was pretty impressive. And a lot of interviews and panels of previous players, past players, family members of legends of the club. So no, it was really well done. There was a huge amount of people there from all walks of life. So it's obviously a club that's touched a lot of people over the 150
working
years.
Working class, exactly. You're right.
And yeah, every single past player got up and spoke about having a beer after the game.
Yeah,
they all did.
Oh, that's lovely. Right. 150 years of standalone as well. They never teamed up with an AFL club to play as their reserves or anything like that. So to survive for that long without handouts from the top tier is pretty impressive, and to be successful while doing it. So
that's awesome. Just shows obviously the contribution they've made to obviously their community and so forth, and everyone around them supporting them back. So that's awesome.
And, you know, we're obviously big supporters of them along with our other brother unions, so they were pretty thankful for that. We got a few shout outs during the night.
We did, yeah.
Would have been nice if some of the people behind us would stop talking during some of the speeches. Oh, but
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I heard it almost got his fists out.
Yeah. Yeah, the first time we turned around, told him to be quiet, I've sunk under the table, petrified.
Yeah, the little man's in there. Anyway. Yeah, anyway, all right, guys, in saying that, we'll go to a song, eh?
Sounds good, Ross.
Go to town and Mary bought Uncle John. He claimed he has a music, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh,
and we are back.
Song's so good we tried to play it twice.
I don't know what happened there. Anyway, whatever.
Great pick, Joffa.
Lovely.
Well done, mate.
Yep.
Did you get a text message off someone?
Yes, from my favourite organiser out there, young Bill.
Whoa.
I better say it, Billy Ramsey. Good morning, my friend.
Morning, Billy. I hope you're up and about, mate, because I think I'm coming out with you today, aren't I? So,
are you?
Yeah.
He'll have his pocket out.
Get ready out from under the duvet.
Yeah, that's it. Right. With his pants around his ankles. Love it, right? When he walks around with skinny pants. Have you ever seen the meme where it's all top heavy?
Yes.
Leave him alone.
Here he comes in the bat for Ramsey just out of nowhere. Right?
But why'd it take for you a text message to give him a shout out?
I know, jeez.
Are you going to wait till the last 3 or 4 minutes, weren't you?
Are you sweating?
Just when you're driving around, just don't drop him at the side of a bridge next time, all right? Oh, awesome, guys. What else has been happening, guys? What else will...
One of our members, Brandon Lee Zopp, he started on his journey. From Sydney to Melbourne.
Yesterday,
running. So he ran a lazy 79 kilometres yesterday, creating awareness for osteosarcoma. So fantastic, Brandon. Like, keep it up. We're going to follow your whole journey. Next 20 days, we'll be running roughly about 70 k's a day. So, looking around the room right now, I think we've run 70 k's in the last 10 years combined.
I've said it in my life. So
making me tired just talking about it.
But if anyone that knows Brandon knows that he's an absolute legend, so good on you, mate. It's a good cause to be running for, and I know you like running, because otherwise, why would you do it?
Mate, we're all behind you. Everyone here at the Plumbers Union, everyone, especially at Footscray Hospital, all behind you.
All the jumpers, lovely.
Gone. Jumpers sold out.
500 of them or something.
Yeah, all gone. So. Yeah.
No, they're a great jumper as well, actually. I can't say I've ever had the ETU on my left arm before, but they got Plumbers and the ETU on there, so well done to both unions for donating.
Well, they're usually, we won't go into it, but they're not usually on the left arm. They're usually left down below.
Yeah.
Right, the good old Sparkies, right? Don't get me start bagging them right straight off the cuff. Anyway, and our CFMU brothers are listening in too. I just got a message off Big Adzie, right? Adam Olsen. Oh, so
is
he's
he
listening.
Still Big Adzie?
He's
looking very slim, mate, at the moment. He's looking real good.
I'd say he's all something and ribs, right? You know what the first word is. But yeah. No, he's definitely, mate, he's lost a lot of kilos, that's for sure.
He's killing it. He's looking great. Good work, Adzie.
Yeah, no, he is. He's going real well. So
half his luck, mate. I don't think I just look at food and it usually puts itself
whatever,
onto
whatever
it.
He's dropped, yeah. I've put on.
It's a heavy panel, this one.
Good supports underneath this floor.
Heavyweight division over this side, isn't it?
Oh, God. That's all right, guys. You're doing all right. As Neil O'Brien used to say, you're doing a good job.
Group of walruses Sunday. Anyway, we've got something else coming up next Friday, actually. So not tomorrow, but...
We do, we've got another next year meeting coming up.
Yep.
So down in Geelong.
Lovely.
What time? 5 o'clock at our
5 o'clock. Should be enough time to get off work and get down there by then. We're not that strict on the start time. So once we have a good enough crowd, we'll kick it off. But we've got Lukey Petnon and James Menzies are going to be down there chairing that and taking over for the Geelong division.
Lovely.
So
that's it.
I know we've got a Geelong branch and subcommittee and all that sort of stuff. So it's a very proud town. So I thought, why not with the next gen do the same sort of thing. So have locals talk to the locals about the issues and the work and the stuff that's going on down there to speak true, because I know that if there's one thing people from Geelong don't like, it's people from Melbourne come down there and telling them how to do it.
You go out to your car out in the car park to have knife marks in there, so in the tyres.
That's just for mocks.
it's hard to fight them too, because you don't know which head to punch.
God, we're starting to sound like smarty. It's terrible, right? Anyway, no, it's awesome. Always the Geelong crew down there. There's always been a good presence, as you said, down there, working class. All the boys down there, you know, especially when the Ford factory got closed. Well, that was very unionised as well as the one in Camberfield. So, awesome stuff.
So there'll be a message that goes out, and we'll organise a post on the social medias, and
they'll come out today.
Yeah. So keep an eye out for that. If you're listening, if you know someone that's not listening and should be, let them know that it's on as well. Spread the word.
You usually get a massive turnout anyway from the Geelong crew down there. So every Tom, Dick, and Harry comes down to the thing.
Mate, the next gen is a loyal crew.
Yeah.
They will travel anywhere. So
Troy goes from Piersdale.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a long way.
We've got a good story about Troy. G'day, Troy. I think he's getting voted up maybe today out in Docklands now. One of my reps, one of Rusty's rep previously.
Yep.
So he got the took the GPS from Geelong back to Piersdale. Ended up driving to the ferry terminal because it took him there.
Went
to Queenscliff,
which is further.
And then got there and it was a terminal. He goes, oh crap! So I had to go ride, then drive all the way back around the bay.
It was about 10 o'clock at night or whatever time it was. The ferry wasn't running anyway, so that he had to drive back on himself to go back around the bay.
Wow!
Google Maps,
turn ferries off.
Yeah, that's commitment.
Yeah,
100%. Good on you, Troy.
Actually, last week when we were out at Croydon Station, I think it was, we got asked about the next gen groups and stuff, and potentially running one out of Narre for the people that live outside of town. Sure. So
the Geski boys were actually asking.
If you're living out that way, and you think it's too difficult
to get to a Melbourne one at the office or whatever, and you can get enough people together. I mean, they're a loyal crew anyway. We'll go run one out at Narry. We don't care.
Well, that's what we got. We'll go wherever we need to.
Amazing facilities. Me and Rusty were out there recently putting up some new state-of-the-art posters for everyone. So, guys, you want to see us, it's not just like a job. You're out at the school. You're just starting in the industry. Let us know. We're always sort of kicking around, always going down to see everyone. So, yeah, just let us know.
I don't know what happened there. Some of the posters got taken down. But anyway, we won't go into it too much.
Rusty used cheap blue tackles.
People take them home and stick them on their fridge, I reckon.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's the members.
Got to leave a pole there for them.
Mate, sometimes some people, I guess, are just jealous of what we actually get with our wages, aren't they?
Exactly.
Right?
Get the wallpaper glue out, mate. I won't peel it off then.
I used to use Sikaflex on the back of the posters in the shed.
You stick it up
and then they try and pull it off.
Peggy would have loved you.
It's not good.
Oh, that's good work.
Yeah. Speaking of members, we recognised 4 long-term members over the last couple of weeks. So I'll give them a shout-out on the radio. We've got Colin Hammer, 46-year member.
Big Cole out at Quadrant.
Down at Falkland Leisure Centre.
Good work, mate. Legend.
Yeah. Phil Stack. Oh, Stacky, definitely a fan favourite. Very well liked. Been in the industry for quite a long time. Well, 41 years. Mark McPherson, 41 years. Currently working for OPs. And James Fletcher, 40 years working for LSA. Sorry?
What's that?
You right, Joffa?
Yeah.
Who's Steve?
He's having one of those moments.
What's Steve going on here? Grant Denyer.
Yeah, Fletcher's a bloody ripping bloke. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got here James Fletcher, so is it Steve Fletcher?
Yeah.
All right, on the post was James Fletcher. So. Thank you, Dudley, for giving me that one.
A little bit of a typo.
Trust a sprinkler fitter.
Exactly.
Put poor Joffa were bagging him and he was right the whole time.
If you know a James to give it to,
there might be another 4-year member.
At least he accepted it, though. You know,
get what you can.
Get a piece, like a little bit of duct tape or something.
We might have to wait another 40 years for the correction.
Well-oiled machine.
Speaking of team of members, we've got a whole list of 30-plus year members that we're rolling out this week as well. So stay tuned to the Facebook. We'll post them up.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I've got a couple to hand out. It's in the back of my car.
So. I think people love seeing themselves sort of being acknowledged.
Mm.
And also on the Facebook as well. It's sort of just something so everyone on site can see a few heads you haven't seen for a long time as well.
Mm. Yeah, of course, mate. That's what it's all about.
Just continuous membership. Can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
Continuous membership.
Yeah.
Can't hang up your ticket 20 years ago and start again and think you've had 40 years. It's continuous membership.
Yep. Perfect. Good to reiterate that one, Herx. We have had a few little issues there.
I had a labour manager a while ago. He used to sook hard. He goes, I'm a 35-year member and I never get acknowledged. Even my footy club, we give out acknowledgements for it. Blah, 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 blah. I said, mate, you're the boss.
I would have gone and stabbed his Thomas. Yeah. anyway, guys, we're sort of winding up. Cheerio, obviously. Any cheerios, guys, before we leave? Obviously, make our way.
Cheerio to Moby. I know you had a big week down there, mate. Love you. Hope you're going well, mate. Good on you.
No, awesome. That's it. All right, guys. In saying that, cheerios.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.